Good morning. 9:25 a.m. on Monday, October the 20th, 2014. Yeah. 47 degrees according to the official temperature. Feels a little warmer than that. Almost 50. It's not bad. It's quite lovely. And Armando says I've been walking beside a FedEx truck. And Armando says I've been walking for 17 and a half minutes. Not bad for the first mile. So yeah, it's been a full morning so far. I've got pretty much all of the tasks that I had on the calendar for today done. The galley proof for owner's share has been placed. The order has been placed. I got the files back yesterday with a problem, fixed problem. And I got the go ahead for the galley this morning. And I placed that order first thing. I owed my foreign rights agent a payment because the payment for the Japanese translation came in. So that's in the mailbox. Those are my two big tasks for today. And then I need to work on Ravenwood eventually. Today is not a book day. Today is a business day, in part because of the 8 o'clock appointment and now the walk. And in a little more than 2 hours, I have to go, 3 hours, I have to go pick up the kid from school because Monday's an early release day. So I don't have a lot of time to work today. I should have time to open up the file and see where I am in terms of edits and corrections. Owner's Share is a monster. It's 580 pages. That's a whole book bigger than... It's two books bigger than Quarter Share. It's huge. It also is going to be expensive. The minimum price I could place on it was 1943 because of the number of pages. And rather than try to mess with the font size and shrink out maybe 20 pages, I said, how will that? The extra cost is relatively minor in terms of what I can gain by playing with the formatting. So the paperback, at least in the US, is 1995, which is more than I wanted, but it's the price it costs to produce. So good morning. Good morning. So that's the price that's going to be. Can't be helped. I should have realized that it was going to be that high when the Captain Share came in at like $17.95. There's another 150, almost 180 pages more in owner's share. And while each page doesn't cost very much, you got that many pages, it adds up fast. And it's really extended distribution that's causing most of the problems. If I took it out of extended distribution so that it didn't appear in the Ingram's book catalog for bookstores and libraries, and I could probably knock a couple dollars down, but on the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's going to make that much difference. And all the other books are available through the extended distribution. It's just a little bit of a reminder to me to try to keep the word count within bounds. So yeah, today's therapy was a taking stock day. So mostly talking about the progress I've made over the last 2 weeks, which is to me a little bit staggering. And the larger reality that that progress was made solely on the basis of creating a schedule. A schedule that I can live with, that I actually can endorse. And a schedule that includes pretty much all of the routine tasks that I was constantly fighting to remember. I don't have to remember them anymore. I don't even try to remember them anymore. It's not even something I think about anymore. Because my phone tells me. Well, it's time to pick up the kid. Okay. It's time to fix dinner. Okay. It's time to clean dinner. Okay. Time to take the kid to school, okay. Oh, time to work, okay. And I blocked out 2 hours, but typically I work 3. And in the beginning I was working 5 or 6. And while I've been working to get these galleys out, I've been working 4 or 5. Because it's exciting to get this stuff out. It's exciting to see the progress showing up on my board. I've got new tasks crossed off. I've got progress showing up on my calendar. I've got a lot of visual reinforcement that what I'm doing is working. Hotel's looking good. They keep putting on some kind of white sheathing. I think it's probably the insulation panels. And we make the turn eastward. Lovely, lovely morning. A lot of the bright red trees have started to fade. Aren't as gorgeous as red as they were. Some of them have actually turned black almost. quite lovely. There was even a thistle, a light bloom, a little splash of purple. Monk post. Mostly what I'm thinking about today is Mile High. 3 more days. And a wake up. Friday I go down to Denver and spend 3 days being Nathan Lowell author. A complete break from being Nathan Lowell father and taxi driver and general caregiver. I'm very much looking forward to getting out of town for a while. It's been I think since last Mile High. Have I gone away since then? I don't think so. I think I've had a trip since the last Mile High Con. That was when I met T. Jackson Smith. No. Tom Jackson. What was his?
Thanks.
Good morning. I wonder if Tom's coming up. I have to look. T. Jackson Smith. Where did I get that? T. something Jackson. He writes under T. something. Anyway. I need a space opera for Wednesday. I think that's the one I'll mention, because it's a good one. I'll have to go look it up again so I know what the title is, but I know I mentioned it here before. That's probably in the sidebar. Oh, and speaking of titles I've mentioned before, Maliha Anderson Mysteries, Stephen Turnbull. Oh my God. This just keeps getting better and better. First book was, okay, it's short. It's 3 books in a collection. I think it's a 3 book set. I think there's a 4th book out now. But he writes novellas and he does bind them into bunches. So there's a $4.99 bundle of the first 3 books. And he's promised me that there is a complete story arc and closure at the end of that book. And I hope he's right. Because, oh my God. This is really good stuff. Now, I like steampunk. I will confess, I like steampunk. I've liked steampunk for a long time. Steve Sterling's steampunk, the Peshawar Lancers, was the first one that I really got into heavily. There's been some others. I'm trying to think of some of the early ones that I read. Shelley Adina's Lady of Devices series is awesome. I just love the hell out of it. But and of course it's not indie published, which is more the pity because it could really be taking off. But T and Pip, Philippa Ballantyne and T Morris have the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, which is also really quite fun. I enjoy their stuff a great deal when I can get it, but you know, it's a little bit out of my price range. I'll have to check. I'll have to see if HarperCollins has got backlists under $10. But Steve Turnbull, he's British, so he has that aesthetic down, that sort of Victorian aesthetic. And he's not overwhelmed with leather and brass, but he's honed in quite nicely on the social aspects, and it's quite lovely. I'm looking forward to getting back to book three. Murder Out of the Blue, I think, is book one. But it is really good. So I'm trying to think of all of the really fantastic indie titles that I've read in the last year. And there is some there's some justification in the there is so much crap. But the reality is that there's so much crap anyway. And that the fact that you can actually find stuff that hasn't been worked over to the point of nothing. It's not the same book you read last year, or the last same book you read the last time you read that author, because his handlers at Random Penguin House have convinced him that that's the only story he's allowed to write. So I'm trying to think of some of the really good ones. Water. The sidewalks are wet. The sprinklers are running. The city's sprinklers here in the park are running. Mine will not run again this year. They've been shut off. The excess water has been expelled. They've been blown out. And now it's just a question of getting lawn mowed. Probably have to do it a couple more times before snow flies. I'll have to do the backyard a couple times because we'll have to use the lawnmower to crunch up and bag the leaves. Yep, leaves are starting to fall. 2 days ago I looked at this lawn and there wasn't a single extra leaf on it. Now it's beginning to collect a few. So yeah, I'll have to run through and grind them up. But I'm back. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. 9:44. 35 minutes for my 2 miles. It's 17 and a half minutes apiece. That's close enough. And with that, it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.